Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know where to start.
There's too much. And Sam just played the sounder of the Brian Walsh verdict that came down before we got here to work. There was no other outcome in that case. I half expected the foreman to say, we find him guiltier than O.J. Simpson. Your Honor, there's no one who has ever been guiltier than the man who sits before us, guilty as guilty comes.
I'm going to try to rhyme off all of the major news stories that occurred in the last 48 hours. Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island.
We have 2 killed, 9 injured in Rhode Island.
Suspects still on the run. The person of interest that they took into custody last night has been released. You had the shooting at the Hanukkah Festival in Australia. 15 people murdered. A father and son are your suspects. There was a hero that tackled the son, but was eventually shot twice.
Absolutely incredible.
Let me see what else we got. The terror plot in Southern California. You have the JetBlue aircraft that was almost hit by an Air Force refueling jet off the coast of Venezuela. Rob Reiner and his wife being murdered allegedly by their son. And Patrick Mahomes out for the season with a torn ACL and the Chiefs mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. That's 6 major stories. Did I leave one out? Did I forget something?
I don't believe so. I think you got all of it.
I called Scott on the way into the studio and I said, these days feel so heavy. And you almost don't know where to start. You know, it's our preference to start local when we can. Certainly, this is the first time since 2000, a long time ago, that
10 years.
We are done celebrating football in this town this early in the season. And when that knee went away, the leg went away that a leg should not go. I was just heartbroken, Scott. If you could imagine a worse ending to the season, I don't know what that would be. They had to win that game. They didn't win that game. And now our beloved star quarterback is out for a long time.
Well, the fact that they were out, and again, we don't break down the stats of a game or anything like that. If I was Andy Reid after last night, I'm not playing him anyway.
I asked,
you can't make the playoffs? we're not risking our quarterback.
I asked Johnny the same thing last night, even up to that game yesterday. Why are we playing anybody? I know you have to keep playing, and I know that the other teams we are playing, there are playoff ramifications for those teams.
Yeah.
But I said, at this point, why risk injury to Chris Jones or to Patrick Mahomes? And he said, you know, they're competitors. They're going to keep playing. I said, well, what about next week? What's the point at this point of playing any of them?
It comes down to discipline mentality. If you start supporting the idea that, oh, it looks like we're losing this one, we can throw in the towel now, that mentality is not going to carry out in just a season where you miss the playoffs. It's going to carry out game to game. So next season, when you do have a real shot at going to the playoffs, you don't want to get it going in the guys' minds that, oh, once you get down, we just give up. You never give up.
No, but and I know that this is sacrilege in the world of professional football. Now that they are mathematically eliminated, and I know that there's probably fines that are associated with it if they find out, I would tank the rest of the season. I wouldn't start Travis Kelce.
I agree. What's the point?
I wouldn't start Rashee Rice. I wouldn't start Chris Jones. I wouldn't start any of them. Just tank the season.
And play for the better
draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
From a fan, I don't disagree with you, but you, as coaches, as players,
I know.
I hate to repeat myself. You cannot start adopting that mentality because it will show next season.
You know, and then Mahomes goes down, and you all saw this. They're like, okay, enter new quarterback guy.
That nobody's ever heard of.
No one's ever heard of. And he goes over to the huddle, and I leaned over and I said, do you think he's saying, hi, everybody, my name's Mark, or whatever his name is.
Gardner.
God bless him. And then there's a clock violation, and then he throws an interception, and he's out. I felt terrible for him. You know, this is my one big moan.
No, and it was not.
Swing and a miss.
Well, for the first four plays, you thought to yourself for about half a second, like, wait, is Mahomes the problem?
Is he was looking really good. He looked really good. Is he going to be our backup guy? How does this work? Remember, they brought Kenny out of, like, retirement last time. He was our backup. He's now going to be our starter.
So Gardner Minshew has been a long-time backup quarterback in the NFL. He even started for the Raiders either last season or the year before, but that was just because they had no other option. Gardner Minshew. So he's a seasoned quarterback. This isn't some Joe Blow who's never thrown a football. He's thrown a football more than Philip Rivers has in the last few years. And by the way, he looked awesome yesterday.
I love that. I love that story about Philip Rivers.
Super cool. Did you see the video of his high school team? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Losing oh my god.
Losing their minds.
Scored his first touchdown since 2021.
It's so sweet.
It's just not our year, you know? It's the similarities, by the way, are ridiculous. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, right? Tom Brady wins 3 Super Bowls in his first 7 seasons as a starter. Guess what happens in his 8th as a starter? Tears his ACL first game of the season. They don't make the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes, a little bit different story because we made it this far into the season before the torn ACL and the missed playoff call. But first 7 seasons, 3 Super Bowls, torn ACL in the 8th season.
He theoretically could be out how long? 6 months?
Patrick?
Yes.
Based on the
he's
information
done for the season.
Well,
we
I
got,
know. I mean, into next season, how long?
Based on the information that we got today from Nate Taylor over at ESPN, the secondary MRI, which is very common for these players, they almost all go for a secondary MRI, just a second opinion, showed little to no extracurricular damage, we'll call it, outside of the ACL. So there was no other damage to the knee or other ligaments in the knee, which means the only thing they have to address in surgery is the ACL. Will he be back week 1 of next season? Maybe. If they're smart, I would say to hold him out until probably week 4, week 3.
Yeah. It was just a sad way to end what has been a surprisingly bad season. But here we are.
That's
spring
true.
Training is when?
Yeah, my Steelers play the Miami Dolphins tonight.
Okay, I need a new team to root for. Should I just jump right on board with the Steelers?
Steelers bandwagon is it's not full. You're welcome to.
All right.
Become an Aaron Rodgers super fan.
Oh, come on.
Would you care to guess the record for the Miami Dolphins that they're playing tonight? 6-7.
No, I don't.
Stop it.
6-7.
I don't want to guess that record.
The Miami Dolphins are 6-7.
It's certainly going to give the Chiefs a lot of time to sit down and look at all of the other puzzle pieces that they need to put back in play before they can become a Super Bowl contender again. And I've been saying, you know, we went to the Super Bowl last year. We won the Super Bowl the year before. But really, if you look at it, we've been rebuilding for like 2 years.
Somebody says, tell me you don't watch the NFL without telling me you don't watch the NFL by saying you've never heard of the Chiefs' backup quarterback. I've heard of him. I just didn't know who he was.
In fact, I would say 90% of people watching last night had that reaction. Oh, okay.
We had the same comment about Chad Henne, though, who helped us
who
get
was incredible.
To two different Super Bowls based on his random injury.
Remember, anything is possible.
That's right. Henne given Sunday, baby.
All right, when we get back, where do you want to start? Scott and I talked about this out in the newsroom. I don't, you know.
I think we either start with Brown University or Rob Reiner.
With Rob Reiner, let me just say this. It is so violently shocking that this happened. We were talking about this off the air, you guys. Plenty of people have struggled with drug addiction. Plenty of people have struggled with drug addiction that at times has lent to homelessness, okay? Mm-hmm. Few people have the resources that someone like the Reiner family would have had to send this young man to rehab 17 times.
Is that true?
17 times. Okay. And then what does it tell you that we ended up here? You know, he is in jail on a $4 million bond. I said to Scott during a break, plenty of people have struggled with drug addiction. Plenty of people become homeless. Most of those people do not savagely commit patricide and savagely, brutally murder their mother and father. Their poor daughter lived across the street, Scott. They had called for a massage in home. They had a massage therapist coming to the home because his mother had been so stressed out about his recent bout with addiction and his behavior. So Rob Reiner had said, look, we're going to get a massage therapist over here for you. Massage therapist knocks on the door, can't get anyone to answer. Romy, the daughter, lives across the street. Comes over with the massage therapist. They open the door. That poor child, Scott.
Should I know who Romy Reiner is? Is she an actress
or
something?
Just the one who found her mom and dad. Huh. Like, you know, really, at the end of the day, this is a mother and a father.
Yeah, right. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Story here from the Associated Press. Rob Reiner's younger son, Nick Reiner, is in police custody today for what investigators believe was the fatal stabbing of the director, actor, and his wife, Michelle, at their Los Angeles home a day earlier. Police Chief Jim McDonnell said that Nick Reiner, 32, has been, quote, booked for murder and is being held on $4 million bail in connection with the deaths of his parents. Chief McDonald said the department's robbery and homicide division is currently handling the investigation.
So they were said to all have attended, the three of them, the son who is now in custody and Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, a party at Conan O'Brien's house where there was a loud argument with their son, loud enough for other guests to hear, and that they all left shortly after this eruption. It's just being called a very loud argument at Conan O'Brien's house. Rob Reiner and his wife left the party. They don't know if the son stayed. And then on Sunday, the next day, that was Saturday night, was the party at Conan O'Brien's house. It was Sunday the next day that police say they believe they were killed. And Sam and I were talking about this out in the newsroom. He had said, you know, if he's in some drug-induced stupor, he may not even remember what happened that night. Police are saying this was the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, my God, is he alleged to have come back over the next morning while they are in their beds? I mean, it is just horrifying, Scott.
Or he just stayed the night there because he was so inebriated that they figured he couldn't go home safely.
No forced entry. No, I mean, I don't. You know, they're not looking for anyone else. The public at large is not in danger. But it's just so rare, not only for, you know, patricide is rare, Scott.
Sure.
But with this very specific, intimate, violently brutal death.
And did you say they had sent him to rehab 17 times?
17 times.
That's more than a year and a half in rehab.
And he's not that old.
He's 32.
His other brother is a reporter, by the way, in Houston, Texas, Sam.
That's assuming, Scott, that they were all one-month stints.
Right. And they
could be 90-day programs.
Yeah, but it could be longer. That's right.
Yeah.
When I went to rehab, there were some people who were there for 3 months. That's exactly right.
Does it not also show you that all of the money in the world is not going to fix somebody who doesn't want help?
You have to want it for yourself. Anybody who knows anything about recovery will tell you, if you don't want it for yourself, you will never get it. I can't get sober for you, Dana. I can't get sober for Sam, for Sarah, for Maya, for T. I can't. I have to get sober for myself.
In 2016, when Nick was 22 years old, he said he had gone to rehab 17 times.
Jesus.
So do that math. He's 22 years old. He said, I wanted to do it my way and not go to the programs they were suggesting. And if I wanted that, I had to be homeless. I was homeless in Maine. I was homeless in New Jersey. I was homeless in Texas. I spent nights on the street, weeks. It was not fun.
Yeah. And then he wonders why he can't get sober. You don't get to do it your way. That's not how it works.
Mom is said to have been anguished in the past weeks and months over her son's issues and said to somebody, and anyone listening who's struggled with a family member with addiction, she says, quote, we have tried everything.
Some of the friends of the family told the New York Post that they were in the works of trying to get him to go back to rehab. Like it had been a months-long effort of, you know, it's time to go get cleaned up again.
you know, I'm trying to put myself in their shoes, and it's hard. I was the black sheep. My kids are pretty well rounded and doing well. At some point, do you just give up?
I don't think you can, and I know you wouldn't. You would kill yourself, and in this case, they did. You would kill yourself trying to, quote, fix it. I know I would, Scott. I would go to the end of the earth.
Yeah,
I would give my life to fix it. And I think most specialists will tell you, you can't, that there has to come a point where you say, you have to figure this out. They had all of the resources in the world. They had all of the money in the world.
Of course they did.
And it still
wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And they lost their life because of it. You know, because they wouldn't give up on this young man. We're presuming that he was in the, and I have no idea. Let me just say that up front. Presuming that he was in the throes of his addiction and was either unwilling or incapable of getting help.
Based on the statements from the friends of the family and, you know, the fight that went down the night before, there was obviously some sort of disagreement going on.
And keep in mind, they're not spring chickens. Rob Reiner was 78 years old. Can you imagine how exhausting, how exhausted you would be trying to fix somebody that doesn't want to be fixed?
Why would you take, I ask out of ignorance, why would you take, if your son, you said a minute ago that his wife, Michelle, was wanting to send their son back to rehab, presumably for an 18th time, which means he was active in his addiction. Why would you take someone like that to a high-profile Christmas party at Conan O'Brien's house?
That's their entire life.
But I'm going to respectfully disagree, Sam. Yes, but, okay? I think you would so desperately want to, quote, be normal. And desperately have your child believe that he belongs and is welcome.
But he doesn't.
Is included. And People Magazine's reporting people at the party were, quote, freaked out by the son's behavior at this party.
So why, Dana?
He was freaking everyone out, acting crazy, kept asking people if they were famous. And Rob and Michelle left. And then it is alleged he either went home that night or the next morning and killed them the next morning, which suggests to me, Scott.
How do we know this?
Police are saying it was the next morning, that it was Sunday. I don't know.
How do they know that he didn't just go there after the party at Conan O'Brien's house, walk in and stab his parents in their bed?
Probably cell phones.
I can't find any indication of when it happened, other than they were found at 3:30 p.m.
I can't imagine a scenario where I have a child who is actively in addiction, okay, and I take them to a party. And I'm not victim blaming here. I'm just trying to wrap my hands around this. The one place you don't take somebody who is active in their addiction
is to a Christmas
party.
Yeah, maybe. I think you just would. I thank God there before the grace of God go I don't. I cannot imagine. It would destroy me. Well, I would destroy myself trying to save one of the four kids. I would.
Maybe he had been lying to them. Maybe they thought, we all know that addicts like to lie. Maybe they thought that he had been clean, and then it was his behavior at the party that tipped him off. Like, okay.
Well, but Dana said that mom was
well, that's anguished. According to friends of the family who said that they were trying to get him to go back to rehab. Who knows?
I think you just want things to be normal. Like, let's get out of the house. Come on, come with us. It'll be fun. We're going to Conan. You know what I mean? When it's
life
not,
is
normal.
Not normal.
Right.
I mean,
it's so sad.
You can't make normal out of the abnormal.
And by the way, Sophie said to me last night, she's like, remind me who he was. I said, okay, The Princess Bride.
A Few Good
Stand
Men.
Stand By Me, which they asked him if, you know, he said, everyone has their favorite child. And if I have my favorite child, it's Stand By Me.
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men.
When Harry Met
Misery.
Sally. When Harry Met Sally. He was also Meathead in All in the Family. I mean,
just terribly
incredible career. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks. You guys did it. Let's take it to the next level. Coats for Kids 2025 has been a resounding success. We have already hit our goal thanks to your generosity. We are now at 1,600 coats for kids who need them in Kansas City. We're setting a new goal. The new goal is 2,000. Originally, it was 1,000 coats. Let's go to 2,000. We have 1 week left. The end of this week is the end of Coats for Kids 2025. If you can help us, because January is right around the corner. You know how cold it gets in January and February in Kansas City. Go to kmbz.com and click on the Coats for Kids logo. $25 buys a new coat for a child here in Kansas City who, for whatever reason, not their fault, doesn't have a coat to wear to school every morning when they're at the bus stop.
And if you can't do 25 bucks, 10 bucks gets you halfway to a coat.
That's bad math, but you're right.
Close enough.
Okay. $12.50 gets you halfway to a coat. Sam?
I wasn't going to sit down and actually just...
All right. Math?
You know my point.
It's math is hard.
No mathing, Sam.
Donate what you can.
Or text KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321, and don't do the math. Math is hard. 913-586-7798. Larry in Overland Park. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I was just listening to you about this thing with Reiner, and my wife and I are living in the exact same situation that he had. I'm 78 years old. We've been married almost 60 years. I have a son that's been in drugs since he was 12 or 13. And you can't force them. You can't imagine how much money we've spent and the hell that we've gone through with him. It's just terrible.
Larry, we'll continue the conversation, but do you have your radio turned up?
I'll turn it off.
Yeah, please do, because we're getting some feedback.
Are there siblings, Larry?
Pardon me?
Does he have siblings?
Yes, he's got a sister.
Yeah, that's what one of the things that breaks my heart about these situations is that it's a ripple, and it affects every single person. And the emotions you must have between terror and love and exasperation pain. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's a killer. I'll tell you what, it's hard to live with.
How many times has he been to rehab?
I can't count them, Scott. It's been numerous times, and along with prison stints.
I'm so sorry,
Larry. He's probably spent 25 or 30 years in prison over it.
Oh, my.
Larry, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I've heard other parents say, at least when they were in prison, we knew where he was.
But see, even in prison where you're all but forced to get sober.
Yeah.
And, not always, I get it. But then when you get out and you go back on, what you're not addressing, and not to sound like a 12-step program here, what you're not addressing is the real reason that you're using or getting drunk or getting high. You're not addressing the fundamental problem that
right.
is at the core.
But I go back to this. They had every resource in the world, and it still didn't matter.
Can't help somebody who doesn't want
help. You can't help someone who doesn't want help.
By the way, Sam, from the text line, $20 will get you a vest.
There you go.
I was just trying to say that if you don't have 25 bucks, donate 10. That was it.
That gets you sleep.
I wasn't making a math equation.
Every dollar counts.
That's right.
Every dollar counts.
Pee on my good breakdown.
Real quick, I posted this last night, and I sent it to both you and Sam. I think it's Variety that just came out with the top 10 movies of 2025.
Oh.
And we have decided we are going to watch every single one of them. We're just going to go down the list. And I will spoil it for you. Variety magazine says the number one movie of the year, which I agreed with, I gave it a 9 out of 10, is One Battle After Another with Leonardo DiCaprio and Benicio Del Toro. That is their number one movie of the year. Number two, Scott...
It's not.
We tried.
Dreams is their number one.
Oh, not in the list I looked at last night. I sent it to you guys.
I'm literally at Variety.com, best movies of 2025.
Maybe it was Esquire. I apologize. The second best movie of the year.
One Battle After Another is their third.
All have to go see. It's coming out, I think, after Christmas, you guys. And it's a Timothée Chalamet film about a kid who tries to rise to fame playing, wait for it, ping pong. And it looks, it's like, and you know who else is in it? Gwyneth Paltrow. It's serious. Like, you're going to laugh because I was like, ping pong. We watched the trailer twice last night.
What's the name of it?
It starts with an M. It starts with an M. That was number two on their list. And we're going to go down. And two or three of them have not been released yet.
Marty Supreme. Variety puts that at number six.
Oh, I cannot wait. But I'm telling you guys, run, do not walk, One Battle After Another. I think it's like $10 to rent it or $12 to rent it on stream.
And what were you watching over the weekend on ESPN2?
Oh my gosh, you guys. Johnny wakes me up and he goes, hey, wake up, you're missing the donk toss. Not just the donk toss, the world championship donk toss. Is there any other kind?
That sounds kind of dirty over here.
What is that, ESPN Ocho, where they play all the bizarre stuff?
Mm-hmm. They do the slippery stairs. And
so he said, I'm not even going to tell you what it's about.
Cornhole tournament.
But he goes, just take a look. And so we pull it up, and it's exactly what it is. It's a toss. You toss a donkey, like a large inflatable donkey. And if it lands on 4 feet inside the whatever, you get 4 points. They had referees.
And that was worth waking you up,
Scott,
for?
They had models. They had sponsorships.
So you sent us a text that said it's exactly what you think it is. And I got to be honest, my initial thought when I heard donk toss was some sort of like twerking competition.
No, it was hilarious.
We're tossing donks.
And then after that, they had basketball with wrestling. It's literally basketball, Sam. But while you're playing basketball, they stop and they wrestle each other.
Love it. Sounds like
hockey. Is that a sport? I don't know where they come up with these things. But look, if you need a palate cleanser during your weekend of, you know, during football and during all of the awful news that's been in the news cycle lately, ESPN Ocho is the place to go. My God, we laughed. And then it was Tractor Trailer Pulls.
Wait. Is that a real channel? I thought that was a spoof.
No, that's a real channel.
No, yeah. I think pretty sure that's where Donk Toss was.
ESPN The Ocho.
They had a referee, Scott, that would lean in.
I always thought that was a joke.
No. Dressed like a real referee, he would lean in like this and go, 4 points! And he would lean in when one of them got their donkey in the circle, and then you could take your donkey and toss their donk out.
Okay, this sounds dirty.
Scott, I'm telling you, that's what
you're
watched.
Grabbing donks.
It's what we watched.
You don't grab the donk.
Sunday morning.
You're eating donks.
Before the Chiefs game. I was in a good mood before that game. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Did you toss any donks over the weekend?
I did not.
Really?
They kept calling it a sport, too. And I'm like, all right, who gets to decide? That is not a sport.
Oh, you do not get to decide what is a sport and what is not a sport.
We can argue, oh my gosh, you did not just say that. This is not, I don't even know what to call this. It's not a sport. Is cornhole a sport?
No. If I can drink beer, smoke a cigarette, and be 400 pounds and still be the best at that event, it's not a sport.
I've always loved the argument of if you can gain weight while still excelling at the activity, it's not a sport.
Yeah. If you can smoke cigarettes and still be at the top of that game, it's not a sport.
I'm just going to show you the arena where they held the Donk Toss World Championship over the weekend.
Here's what I would have done.
And yes, it was ESPN Ocho.
Somebody wakes me up in the middle of the night to watch that.
Wake up.
They're getting a beat down.
You're missing Donk Toss.
That
you're looking for a laugh.
I'm amazed you didn't break up with him.
It began as a beer-fueled backyard game, by the way.
No.
Involving inflatable donkeys.
No.
And then it started sweeping the globe.
Well, it's like the guys that throw the football up on the roof.
Yes.
That's an entire sport that has world championships.
Roof ball. Mm-hmm.
We did an interview on Roofball once.
All of the things that she has subjected him to, pluribus, he's just making up for it.
Man deserves a medal.
I'm going to wake her up right now for Donk Toss.
What time was it when you got woken up for Donk Toss?
It was like 8 a.m. You know, we have a puppy now, so we're up early.
You just said 8 a.m.
Yeah,
the sequence of comments right there.
8 a.m. is late.
Oh, he's a 6 a.m. guy. And I'm like, he was like, wake up, you're missing Donk Toss. I'm like, it's 8 a.m.
Oh, my God.
What time do you get up on the weekends?
Like 7. 6:30?
That's too early. Too early.
Huh. You just lay in bed till 8?
No, I don't lay in bed. I am sound asleep.
Life is going to pass you by.
No, it's not.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, from convicted fraudster to convicted murderer. This is from The Post. Deadbeat Massachusetts dad Brian Walsh will spend the rest of his life behind bars for killing the mother of his three children, though they will really never know what happened on that day back in 2023. They never found her,
Scott. Are they adults or are they still
in the home? They're little. They're little. In fact, one of the most...
So they've lost both their parents.
Yeah. One of the most despicable things about that case was that when Brian Walsh went into Home Depot to buy the awful tools that he bought to do what he did to her, he had one of their young sons with him, Scott.
Yeah, in that hacksaw video.
Six, 7 years old, would you say, Sam?
Yeah.
So is it life then? It's life in prison?
Well, it's first-degree murder. I don't think they have any other choice. They being the judge.
The 12 jurors did not buy Brian's bizarre explanation that Anna simply died in her sleep and that he, good God, that he panicked and he thought people might blame him, so he went out and did what he did. They never found her remains, Scott. Never found her remains.
Not.
No. Mm. No.
Okay. Merriam-Webster is out with their 2025 Word of the Year. It's not 6-7.
Please, God, don't tell me it's
this
6-7.
Is the most legitimate word of the year that we've had from any dictionary platform.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
For real?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lay it on me.
Slop.
Oh, yeah. The brain slop that we all are inheriting through the crap online?
Yes.
Yeah.
Originally a word from the 1700s that meant wet mud.
Yeah.
Or mud, soft mud. It now means, when it's used in today's vernacular, creepy, zany, demonstrably fake content online.
Slop.
It's called slop.
AI slop. Yeah.
So what scares me is there are two camps of people in the world. People who realize they're about to click on slop and then go, oh, no, that's slop.
I'm impressed that you knew what the word meant.
And people who don't. I guessed, honestly, Scott, because that's what's out there right now. And so you'll see it. I've given this example before with any post about Travis and Taylor. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is fake, and it will say, it'll use the word shocking or you won't believe, or it kept saying baby plans are in the, you know, stuff that is designed to get you to click on it mm-hmm. because someone is monetizing that mm-hmm. and there's absolutely no information in the story whatsoever. They just want you to click on it. Oh, it's slop.
On Thanksgiving, there were like five or six different things that people said to me like, oh my God, did you see this?
Slop.
See,
I'm like, that's fake.
It reminds me of a time in the early 2000s. You would have just been a wee lad, Sam, but people would see things online and swear that they were true. That if it was on the internet, it had to be true. And it took a while, and everybody, you know, hence the phrase, just because it's on the internet doesn't make it true, started to evolve. And people started to doubt what they read online for good reason, if it wasn't from a legitimate source. And then it just kind of stopped. And all this, you know, completely ridiculous stuff, the baby news for Taylor and Travis, blah, 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 it just stopped. And now all of a sudden, when people realized that Facebook would pay them, the more clicks that they could get, you know, or answer in the comments below, which means you have to go to you have to go even farther into their BS story. Now it's like, I would guess that a fifth of my Facebook feed is completely fake news.
Or influencers going, and if you just click here on this now, it will be the greatest Christmas gift you have ever received. Have you noticed how much
it's awful.
Just crap is out there?
I don't know how. It must be an algorithm.
It is. But I used to follow news.
But Facebook is pitching me like Metal Mayhem Facebook pages. And it's like, you know, let's say it's about Metallica, right? Metallica announcing new world tour. Click on below for tour dates. And it's a picture of Winger. It's not even the right band.
No, it's important that we start educating people on how to look for this stuff, specifically in the videos, because the videos are the easiest to look at immediately and go, come on, guys, and point out 10 to 15 different things that make it obvious that it's not a real video. But if you don't know to look for those things, you're going to show me a picture of a bear, you know, juggling crates on a unicycle and think it's real.
What was the one again and again and again of the pets that went up to the door for Halloween? And a Halloween, you know,
I don't know,
mechanical thing spooked the pet. It was raccoons, and then it was dogs. I'm like, it's fake.
People. News coming your way in exactly 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.